Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Deadliest Man Alive. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
If you looked through pages of a comic book in the 1970s, you probably came across an ad for The Deadliest Man Alive. The ad said he was the Supreme Grand Master of the Black Dragon Fighting Society, and he sold a book for a mere $5. You could learn Dim Mak, aka The Death Touch. This is the strange tale of martial arts and con master Count Dante. John Timothy Kean was born in Beverly, Chicago in 1939 to a very well-off Irish-American family. From a young age, John had the world at his fingertips, but I doubt most people would be able to guess where his life would go from there. He started boxing at a young age, continuing through high school, before he joined the Marine Reserves and then the Army, where he got his first taste of martial arts, and John was hooked. He got his black belt in karate and then became a sensei himself before he became the Midwest director of the USKA, or the United States Karate Association. John had bigger and better dreams, though, so he left the association to help create the World Karate Federation. But he didn't like that either, so he founded another organization called the World Karate Federation, not to be confused with the last two.
It's like a thing at Taco Bell. You're just sorting words around, and then what is it?
It's all a burrito.
Yeah.
So once he was done creating and leaving and creating organizations, John set his sights on reinventing martial arts.
Exactly what martial arts is all about. It's not a time-tested tradition perfected by many, many people across generations. Just start anew.
Yeah, and things evolve.
Irish guy?
Things, you know, evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the UFC and mixed martial arts. Like, things evolve and people find ways to make something old new or takes a little of this and a little of that, put it together. Mm-hmm. But I think he was like, there's going to be no evolution. It's going to just start right now. He had enough of all the ceremonies and traditions that are integral to most martial arts, which I get a little bit. Sometimes just like, I want to
kick.
I just want to fight. I don't need all the fanfare. And if you look at something like mixed martial arts, which does have a lot of that, but a lot of the tradition is kind of taken out.
Yeah.
It's based on, you know, an individual, the choice of the school or the martial art itself.
Well, it's like you're saying you can distill down, again, this art form, this cultural phenomenon that has been thousands of years old at this point, and be like, I just want to cut all of that out and, like, just punching, just kicking.
But it's not just punching and just kicking.
Oh, no.
He wanted to focus more on making martial arts more straightforward, which I kind of get. There's like a lot of mystique that makes it cool and interesting, but there's some of it's like, hey, I don't want all the tradition. I just want like the meat and potatoes of it.
Jesus, this is like stripping this thing of everything. Also, again, I didn't mean to say that it was just kicking and punching. This man, though, was obviously like bastardizing this thing.
He wanted something like minimum effort and maximum effect.
Oh, like pressure point, someone dies?
Well, I think Bruce Lee, who I've studied under Bruce Lee students for years, but once upon a time,
okay.
And Bruce Lee mixed a lot of different things, and he was very straightforward and like functional in that sense with Jeet Kune Do, and if you watched any of his movies and the mythology behind Bruce Lee, it's just like a very interesting time. Also in the late 60s, early 1970s. Mm. It was a very interesting time in sports and like in boxing. Muhammad Ali would have an exhibition fight. Maybe his last name is Inoue, but a Japanese wrestler. Sports were very cool and weird, especially when it came to fighting and martial arts movies. In especially the 1970s.
Wow.
It really kind of laid a lot of the groundwork for a lot of martial arts now through the 80s. Quentin Tarantino has martial arts in his movie. He's not looking at the mid-90s. He's probably looking at the 60s and 70s and a little bit of the 80s.
Makes sense.
The new type of martial arts that he was discovering, what was it called? You'll find out after this break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
John's brand new style of martial arts was the Dance of Death.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea was if you learned all the steps of John's Dance of Death, you would become the ultimate fighting master. If it's ultimate, wouldn't that be master?
Yeah.
Could you be the ultimate amateur?
You want to be the ultimate top master.
Or the middle management master. It's kind of implied.
Mediocre, yeah. But you know what? Pop those adjectives in, please.
With organizations in martial arts already reinvented and behind him, John had one last thing he needed to change before he would become the ultimate fighting master himself. He had to become himself.
Oh, no.
John legally changed his name to Count Juan Rafael Dante.
Here we go.
But this wasn't something he just made up. It was actually his real name. His family had just changed the names when they escaped to America from the Spanish Civil War. I mean, Irish John Keane? I don't know.
I don't follow, but you know what?
But you know where the information came from?
Where?
Count Dante himself.
Oh, gotcha. Why would he lie?
But Count Dante wasn't just a Spanish noble. He was a deadly martial artist who competed in death matches in Thailand and China, and he won by using his Dance of Death technique.
Fighting doesn't have to always include death or killing someone. For him, it's to the death. It's like that extremist thing where it's like, can't you just have a nice spar, a wrestling match? Someone's got to die. You got to kill. You really just got to get them.
You would not have made a lot of money in the martial arts world saying, hey, wouldn't you like to have a nice wrestling match?
I still don't make a lot of money in the martial arts world.
You make a little, though.
Girl makes a living, okay?
If you're familiar, if anyone listening is familiar with Frank Dukes, D-U-X, if you've seen the movie Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme, it's based on Frank Dukes, who claimed that he fought in something called the Kumite, this underground martial art, and it was to the death, and he won 500 matches. It has never been corroborated. Mm-hmm. It's only according to him. And he sort of made a living for a time doing that. And I think a lot of people were, you know, martial arts and the CIA were kind of, the 70s were wild.
Yeah,
it was,
truly.
They were really wild. But there was a lot of that talk of like the death touch, Dim Mak, Bruce Lee's one inch punch. There's so many pressure points. And if you look through the old comic books or like karate magazines, you saw everything was, here's how to just murder somebody immediately, and it's only $3.95 to get the little book.
The price is so low for what you receive. Just send us a money order, you know? I also was thinking, too, about the time. Is this the time where they were experimenting with LSD, like drugs, the military, and
is it around that time? Yeah.
Where it's like everything is possible. So the idea of like unlocking something with like one
MK Ultra
move, or like I love that the possibility.
There's like a lot of mysticism that goes along with the science. You know, if you hit this pressure point, it'll shut off blank. But there's some mysticism behind it.
Yeah,
all of it. That's what makes it interesting and cool. And if you've seen the advertisements from Count Dante, they are the advertisements. I remember seeing them because I would go back and look at, you know, you look, go back and look at old comic books, like people collect comics, and you would see these ads. And when you see it, you'd be like, oh, I've seen this before, depending on, unless you were somebody who had like friends and were cool and popular, maybe you didn't look at them. But if you're somebody like me, you've seen them a lot.
I've never seen this in the back of my old YM magazines.
He would let everybody know about the Dance of Death by taking out advertisements in comic books where he called himself the deadliest man alive. And he sold his instructional booklet that promised to give the world's deadliest fighting secrets with a free membership to his new Black Dragon Fighting Society on the side. Comic book readers would find the advertisements that read, yes, this is the deadliest and most terrifying fighting art known to man. And without equal, it's maiming, mutilating, disfiguring, paralyzing, and crippling techniques are known by only a few people in the world. An expert at Dimmock could easily kill many judo, karate, kung fu, aikido, and gung fu experts at one time with only one fingertip pressure using his murderous poison hand weapons. Instructing you step by step through each move in this manual is none other than Count Dante, the deadliest man who ever lived.
It's just a pamphlet, too. It's just a small...
Essentially,
like,
yes.
It's just like, no, it's just a secret in here in the back. Hey, 10-year-old, check this out.
Whether Count Dante ever did take part in any death matches in Asia, we don't know. I would have to say probably not.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, we probably know. Man's from Beverly, Illinois.
And it was like the mid-1970s we're talking about, so I'm sure you can get somebody to corroborate that. We do know he took part in the infamous Dojo Wars of the 1970s. Count Dante and a group of his students got together one evening to try to scare off some of the competition. They call this dojo storming, where you'd go to a karate school with your people and be like, my best people and your five best people.
Whoa.
Go.
And like
if we lose, we're gone. If you lose, you're gone, or whatever happens.
Gone like they take over the studio? What happens if you win or lose? I don't understand.
Leases become null and void. Electricity does not need to be paid.
Oh, shit.
It's the Dojo Wars.
Okay, okay.
And then they went to the Green Dragon Society's Black Cobra Hall to show them what's what.
I mean, I just assume it's a bloodbath. People, like, it's like your five best guys are dead.
They told the people at the hall that they were police officers looking to get inside. So there's no honor. The honor you were talking about?
Yeah.
Like, if they were going in there to be like, hey, you've kidnapped somebody, our family member, but they just went in there to cause trouble. Mm-hmm. They didn't even say who they were, so there was no honor in it. Mm-hmm. They said they were police officers to get inside, so they were in plain clothes.
Yeah, okay.
And then they revealed who they were, and all hell broke loose. The dojo storm didn't last very long, but it did leave one person dead.
Holy shit, for real?
Dante's friend and fellow sensei, Jim Knevick. Everyone was taken to court to stand trial for Jim Knevick's death. But ultimately, everyone was released without charges. But it would only be 5 years before Count Dante joined his friend. Count Dante died on May 25th, 1975, when the deadliest man alive passed away at the age of only 36. Not in the middle of battle or another dojo storm, but in his sleep when an ulcer gave him internal bleeding. And that is the story of Count Dante, the deadliest man alive.
I mean, the guy who died was the guy that's part of the deadliest team of assassins. That doesn't seem right to me.
Rebecca, for $4.95.
Okay, give me that pamphlet. Give me that pamphlet.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.